Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tonight is a full moon, and it just might make you crazy. From ancient Egypt to modern-day America, full moons have been blamed for everything from bumper crops of babies to violent mood swings. But science has yet to prove whether the so-called lunar effect is real. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Stina Sieg of KJZZ in Phoenix went out on the last full moon to try to document its effects.
A full moon is just starting to rise as I sit at my first stop of the night, Fire Station 271 in Tempe, Arizona. But the crew doesn't seem to be gearing up for a string of wild calls. They're throwing dice. DeCio has to clean the kitchen.
Oh!
Son of a...
Yes!
11.
Brandon George says some of his fellow firefighters believe in lunar effect. Some don't. But they're all aware of this idea of moon madness.
I don't know if it's really true or not.
I don't know. We'll see.
And then the next call rolls in. We race to downtown Tempe, where a man says he was attacked by a bunch of strangers. I asked firefighter John Garza if this all sounds pretty typical.
Just for somebody to jump out of a car, five individuals to beat somebody up, not too normal, I don't think.
Garza then answers my next question before I even ask it.
Maybe it's the full moon.
The next call is even stranger. A woman has been thrown from a moving car onto a sidewalk. She's combative, and firefighters say she's been drinking. After she's loaded up into the ambulance, I leave for Phoenix Fire Station 18, the busiest in the valley. I hear they've already had a large number of calls, all of them assaults. That's unusual, unless you're a believer in the power of a full moon.
It's a big trigger.
Dave Campbell is the owner of the astrology store in Glendale, Arizona. An astrologer and medium himself, he says things tend to come to fruition in the full moon and that people's feelings are right there on the surface.
They're more emotional in general, whether it's happy, sad, elated, whatever.
Dozens of studies on crime rates and hospital admissions and car crashes during full moons have tried to prove this, but none definitively have, and many contradict one another. In fact, I could not find one scientist comfortable enough with the theory of lunar effect to even talk about it. But Campbell says that doesn't mean it's not real. Lunar effect's bad rap, he says, is undeserved.
I mean, it's just energy, and it's working, knowing how to work with the energy in a positive way.
A positive way? Like giving birth. Pam DeGraff is a massage therapist and doula at Baby Moon Inn Birth Center in Central Phoenix. She says a few times this year on a full moon, half a dozen women with due dates days or weeks apart started laboring at nearly the same time.
We have 28-day cycles, just like the moon does, but obviously no proof and no expectations.
No expectations, unless you're someone like me, trying to find answers for this moon mythology. Back to my full night of fire station hopping, I arrive at Phoenix Fire Station 18 to this.
Well, you missed it.
Captain Brett Archer says the night was busy, but died off just as it got there. When I talk about lunar effect, he smiles. Sometimes it is crazy on a full moon, he says.
Believe me, we've had plenty of crazy nights here at 18 that is not attributed with any type of full moon as well.
Then Archer lets me into a little bit of firefighter folklore. The idea that calls fall away when someone like me comes to observe. It's called the ride-along curse. But that's another story. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg in Phoenix.